Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about lube, the importance it can play during sex, and why it's not a dirty word.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, if you truly want to change your life, you must first change your mind. And the reason I went after these words is because I think that's a lot of what we're talking about when it comes to talking about lube and why lube isn't a dirty word. You know, really just coming after the mindset around this and going, okay, what is possible for the two of us? And we're going to be talking a lot about that in today's show. But first and foremost, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity to give you guys like a virtual high five, you know, the gold star for saying, look at what you're accomplishing in your marriage. And this hug came from an Instagram direct message that we received that started off by saying, going through a small group study of your material was a game changer for us. A year ago, I was attempting to end my life.
Oh, wow.
Our marriage was in ruins. My husband had taken the bar exam and failed by 10 points. And then came the small group study. We found refuge and safety in each other and pushed each other towards God. It has made our marriage stronger, our love deeper, and our faith grows each and every day. Not to mention our sex life. Hello, true lovemaking.
Oh.
We are now intimate in all areas of our lives. And today, after 4 years of school, 2 kids, 8 years of marriage, a deployment, and a mental health crisis, today he swears into the bar. He retook the exam and passed with an incredible score. We have watched God work miracles in our marriage.
Wow.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. You know, I mean, that is congratulations on passing the bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And getting, you know, getting sworn in. And that's incredible. But more importantly, high five to you guys just for what you've done in your marriage and the small steps that you have taken to truly create an extraordinary marriage.
And you've given me encouragement today, and I thank you for that. And I'm sure you've encouraged others.
Yeah, and this is a couple that did all of this in the midst of a really crazy year, right? Last year was not the easiest year for anybody. And they still went after their marriage. And that's what One Extraordinary Marriage is all about. And, you know, it is doing those little things. It's doing a small group study or even, you know, looking at what are the little things that you can do in the bedroom, right? And we are talking about lube today.
We are.
Which is can be a little thing and can be a big thing. And last weekend, you know, Tony and I were away at the Awakened Church Marriage Getaway. And we were there with 250-ish other couples who were doing what this couple had done, right? Investing in themselves and their relationship. And I will tell you that time spent with all of those other couples last weekend was incredible.
Yeah. What an amazing time. And I would encourage each and every one of you to get away.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, you know, the most epic vacation a couple of weeks ago, but get away. And maybe you're not doing a marriage getaway like we did, but maybe it's just grabbing some friends and just going, you know what? We're going to go do something, just us and being who you are, listening to the One Extraordinary Marriage show, maybe guiding that weekend towards what are we doing for our marriages?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like for us? Maybe something just amazing for you to set up and go after and impact somebody's life.
I love that. You guys could actually be responsible for marriage getaways happening all over the world.
There you go.
So one of the things that Tony and I did in advance of this marriage getaway weekend for all these couples is that we gave a special treat to every couple. Every couple that was there in attendance got a sample of Uber Lube, which, by the way, is our absolute favorite lube.
It is by far our favorite lube. If you've used it, raise your hand. We know you love it. If you haven't, we have a way that you can get some. You can go to buyuberlube.com and you can go buy from a sample size all the way up to a 100-milliliter bottle.
It's epic. But what was really funny is we knew exactly when registration or check-in had opened.
Yes.
Because literally our phone started blowing up with couples, you know, sending us pictures of the samples, right? like this just, and you know, we're walking around the resort and just all of these funny conversations were happening because these couples all got lube. And, you know, it's interesting that when a whole bunch of people who may or may not know us, when they all start to get lube at a marriage getaway weekend, all of these reactions start to get stirred up and really interesting conversations also happen. And so Tony and I were talking about this and we were like, you know what? We need to have another conversation. We need to do another show around lube, because the last show that we did that was dedicated to lube was almost 4 years ago. It was number 391, Lube It Up. And that, at that time, it was a great show. We had a lot of fun. We were talking about the different types of lube, and we'll put a link to it in the show notes because some of you are clearly going to want to go back and listen to that show if you haven't listened to it already. But I have to tell you, when Tony and I got married, I don't know that I'd ever heard the word lube or lubricant or lubrication or anything like. I mean, we were 22 and 23. I don't know if age had anything to do with it. I don't know if it was just, you know, all the years of Catholic education. I don't know what it was. I didn't know anything about it. And what there was also a lot of stuff I didn't know about my own body and like natural lubrication within a woman's body. And some of you may not know this either. And so I just want to share some of the things that I didn't know back then. Like, I didn't know that during certain times of the month, a woman's body naturally produces less natural lubrication. It's just part of her cycle. It's why you find around ovulation, right? There's all this natural lubrication. Why? Because ovulation is the time for making babies. Like, our bodies were wired that way. So that means that the outlying weeks away from ovulation, there may be less natural lubrication.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know that, and I know Tony and I had many conversations when we were young married, he's like, why? Why does this change? And I didn't have an answer. I'm like, I don't know. It must be something with my body. I don't know. I also didn't know that there were some forms of birth control that cause vaginal dryness, right? Some of the hormones in birth control, specifically some of the birth control pills, can cause vaginal dryness, which makes sex painful.
And you were on the pill for how many years?
Probably the first 3 or 4 years.
Of our marriage, right?
Maybe five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't know. Didn't know that was causing vaginal dryness. Didn't know that a lack of foreplay can impact the amount of lubrication that a woman has, right? It sometimes you're just literally trying to force it and you're not, a woman's body is not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and we did done the shows on the anatomy of a female orgasm. Like, we've talked about all of that in detail. So I'm not going to
go into it here.
Postpartum hormones can lead to vaginal dryness because your body's just adjusting to everything. Right. So, and also stress and anxiety, right? There are all of these menopause, right? All of these things that are hormonally related can cause vaginal dryness. And I didn't have a clue. I just knew that there were a lot of times when, like, sexually, I was dry and sex was painful
for both of us.
Because it's not a treat for him either.
It's a weird place to be as a guy too, because you're trying to figure it out. And the greatest thing is that here you guys are listening and we've talked about the anatomy of a female orgasm. We've talked about, you know, the vagina. We talked about these areas. So you have an understanding, and yet there's still times when you're like, oh yeah, Alisa isn't at that time of her cycle where she is more lubricated. I have to be reminded of that. And she has to tell me. And these are conversations that are still happening. And I'm like, well, why do we need to use it? Like, in my mind, I'm going, why do we need to use it? We'll just do some more foreplay. It's okay. And yet it's like, oh no, she's on the other side. And for her, it is a place where it's like, it might happen with foreplay, but it can get extended and it can still cause a lot of friction with that. So just a little dabble or a little droplet of Uber Lube on the finger can do the trick.
I wish I could remember. There used to be a product years ago and I can't think of what it was, but all I can hear is the jingle in my head that was like, a little dabble, do ya?
I can't remember what that was for.
Somebody will probably share it with us. But, you know, last week we asked the question on Instagram, you know, what is your first reaction to the word lube or lubricant or lubrication? And we got responses like fun and always and yes, please. And it sounds like party time and it's necessary. And so there were all these words that even as I was reading them, I was like, oh, okay, like I'm getting excited and this is good. And you can just feel the positivity. coming off of a lot of those words. And then we also got responses, phrases like, it's embarrassing that I have to use it. Mm-hmm. I feel shame. Something must be wrong with me if I need it. It's gross. It sounds dirty. I must be inadequate. And there was even one response that just said, ew. Right. Maybe not with that intonation, but you know what? It's on Instagram and I can just add it for whatever. And it was the second list, right? These words that might have a more negative connotation that really highlighted the need for us to do a show like this and to talk about why lube isn't a dirty word and how it can be healthy in your marriage, because there are a lot of reasons for those responses. And we asked you, you know, because we're not making this stuff up. Like when we do shows like this, you guys, I want you to know these are your words. When mm-hmm. we ask the questions and we compile the shows, this is what you are saying. This is what couples just like you are saying. Because this is the kind of conversation we need to be having.
Can I say one thing though, yeah. too? I can bet that there are times when you can have those first responses of, they're super positive. It's like, yes, let's go. It's necessary. And there are times when you could probably have that in those responses of, you know, it's embarrassing to use. You can be in both of those camps at different times. And do know that that's part of the seasonality of mm-hmm. where you are in your marriage. It may just be even where you are in your mindset in your marriage. And this goes for both men and women. Mm-hmm. This isn't just like a women's thing, guys. I have been in those places where I'm like, you know, we're in foreplay and I'm cool. Like and Elisa's like, can you just use some lube? And I'm like, why? And I'll get stuck in my head. I'm like, we don't need to, you're fine. You know, this is just stuff in my head. So I just want you to know that you can sometimes vacillate between those two responses, depending on where you guys are mm-hmm. and what's happening.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the reasons that you guys gave us for why you have those responses is, you know, you've never known anyone that's used it. Okay. There's a feeling that if things are good in your marriage, that you shouldn't need it. Or maybe you've had really messy experiences with lube. Or you feel like it slows things down or breaks the spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
And we get it. We hear you. But I want to ask a question, right? What if lube wasn't a dirty word in your marriage or in your mindset? What if it wasn't something that you avoided, but instead it became another tool in your toolbox, right? And I just want to say one thing about tools in a toolbox, right? You don't have to use one tool every day, all day long, right? If you think of a toolbox, there are a lot of tools that just sit in there and only get pulled out for a very specific job. And I just want you to be thinking about that when it comes to lube, because we're going to talk about what that looks like after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed. So you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're back and we're talking about making the word lube and its use be a really positive tool in your marriage. And I want to actually start by just addressing some of those reasons why you have a reaction and actually give you a positive spin on each one of those, right? You know, like a number of people have said, you've never known anyone who's used it. Well, I just want you to know, first and foremost, you're listening right now to two people who use it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
It sits on our nightstand. Multiple lubes sit on our nightstand.
Uber Lube is the go-to one, but we do have multiple different types, and we've experimented over the years. And so you're listening to a couple that never used to. And in all honesty, it wasn't something that was in our toolbox. Elisa was sharing, you know, before we went on the break about the toolbox, and it wasn't in our toolbox. Mm-hmm. And I will say it created friction.
Literally and figuratively.
And so adding it to our toolbox became a way for us to connect sexually, mm-hmm. physically, in a way that we never knew. But it's one of those things. If you've never picked it up, don't sweat. We're gonna share with you why and how you can do that.
And I want to also let you know, if you're one of those people that you're like, I've never known anyone that's used it. We asked the one family, mm-hmm. how many of you use lube? Or have you ever used lube? Not how many of you. Over 2/3 said, yes, we've used it. So if you consider yourself to be part of the one family, 2/3 of you are using lube. You know someone who's using lube. They may not tell you, but they're using it. Another reason that you gave for those responses is there's a feeling that if things are good, that you shouldn't need lube. And I want you to know that things can be really good and healthy in your marriage, and lube can still be a positive tool in your toolbox. I want to be really clear that if you need lube, it's not an indication that there's something wrong with you or your marriage, or that you're inadequate, or that you're broken.
No, not at all.
I just need to sit here for a second, because your body is amazing. Vaginal dryness is a real thing. There are a lot of causes to vaginal dryness. And if you're experiencing that, again, it doesn't mean that you're broken. It just means your body needs a little extra help.
And if you need extra help understanding that, please pick up the Vagina Bible. Mm-hmm. I'll put a link to it here in the episode notes. But that is an eye-opening book. Mm-hmm. Understand your body, folks. Understand it. And this goes both ways. I mean, when I read that book, I was honestly just floored. It really just interesting to understand the human body and how God made us.
Well, specifically women in the Vagina Bible.
Well, in the Vagina Bible. Well, the penis book would be for us guys. But again, read about it. Understand where you are. And again, this is going to change over time. Mm-hmm. And you could be young, in all honesty, but your stress and anxiety is out the wazoo. And that can create issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there were a lot of responses that dealt with pregnancy, postpartum, and menopause, right? All very strong hormonal seasons. It may just be a season that you're considering this. And the truth of the matter is that our bodies and our lives go through seasons. So again, going back to my toolbox analogy, what's the tool that you have in your toolbox for the season that you're in? And we had a number of comments that said, no one wants to go down a dry water slide. Right? It's not good for her or for him. And I know that's referenced. It might have even been in that Lube It Up show that was the quote in that show talking about a water slide, dry water slide. But that's true, right? It's not a pleasant experience to be going through vaginal dryness and trying to have sex and just going, this hurts, right? Painful sex is never the goal. Mm-mm. Never the goal. Some of you said you've had messy experiences with lube.
Now, I've heard this too. Like people have honestly, like we've asked this question in different ways and different times. And I even remember like somebody just going, what if there's too much? And it's real simple. Like with lube, and we've been there before ourselves. Uh-huh. If you put too much on, wipe some off. Like it can get to a point where it gets a little too slippery.
Yeah.
And there is no friction, and you need some. So just wipe some off. Have a towel. Have a sheet. Have a whatever. A piece of clothing.
Tissue.
Yeah. I mean,
towel.
Whatever you need. But you can wipe it off. And do know that sexual intimacy and the act of sex can get messy.
Straight up.
There are fluids going all over the place. I mean, that's part of it. And it's okay. Like,
Well, we don't stop having sex just because the act of sex is messy.
That's a good point.
Right. And if you've tried a lube and it doesn't work, or it feels too sticky or too watery or too whatever, there are hundreds of different types of lubes out there.
I would say still get Uber Lube, but well, that's just yeah. me. We've tried many. And I know I'm honing in on it. It's because we have tried so many, and we've shared this particular lube with many of couples, and they just all love it. I've shared other stuff before. We've shared things years ago, and no couple would ever come up to us and say how much they love it. So mm-hmm. that's why I hone in on it. And it, honestly, a little dab will do you.
Yeah. And that's the thing. The lube is definitely one of those areas. And I just want to say, as we're talking about this messiness factor, lube, less is more, because you can always add, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you can clearly wipe it off, like Tony just said, but start with a little and see, just, you know, like incremental. Don't just like pour the whole thing.
Can I say something though with that too?
Yeah.
And I know for us, when it comes to that, and just knowing, like, man, we're at that place where you aren't naturally uh-huh. lubricating. I have found personally, giving Elisa a massage, getting, you know, because then the oil's already on my hands. It, mm-hmm. It's not this abruptness of like, oh, we're trying to get her going, and then it's like, hey, can you grab the lube? I have found when the massaging comes in, and that, I mean, obviously adds a little, I'm not going to say it's messiness, but there's oil everywhere.
Well, and that gets into the last one, which really talks about the fact that for some people it feels like it, you know, breaks the flow mm-hmm. or breaks the spontaneity, slows things down. And so it really becomes what are those conversations, right? I mean, anytime we're talking about sexual intimacy, and the discussion around lube is very much around sexual intimacy, there's always an emotional intimacy component to it. And so it's having these conversations one-on-one with your spouse, going, okay, what does this look like? How can we keep that flow going? Mm-hmm. You know, like Tony said, maybe it's, you know, you guys have talked about it. You know, it's the time of the month when maybe she's not as naturally lubricated. And so you are thinking about like, let's do a massage, or, you know, what's foreplay going to look like? And so you work it in earlier, or you're looking at things and you're going, okay, well, maybe you just have it really close on the nightstand. Right. So it's literally just someone kind of like reaching over and pulling it, and it's close. You don't have to like get up, walk to the bathroom, open the medicine cabinet, come back into bed, warm up again, get doing that for sure is going to kill the spontaneity.
Yeah. Have it nearby for sure. For us, it's on the nightstand. If it starts to get used, it's just on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's somewhere where it's not rolling into us and all that, you know, we'll sort of shove it up.
We have had that before.
We have mm-hmm. had. So it's sort of like making sure it's just like not like falling over. I mean, the top is cool. It's not like it's going to get all over the place, but just have it on your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a place where it's easy access for you guys to reach for it and use it in a natural flow of things. And that's where I was even saying with that massaging, using an oil that can be used both for massage mm-hmm. as well as for lubricating the vagina helps. I have found that to be more sensual
mm-hmm.
because it is a relaxing time period. It's like, ah, okay, we're just enjoying ourselves. But then my hands are already, it already has it on. My hands already have the Uber Lube on it or another oil on it. And so I can use that easily in going into foreplay. So it doesn't break the spontaneity. It doesn't mm-hmm. break that tension we're having and we do have. So making sure that it that happens. I'm not going to say it happens in perfectly every single time. There have been many a times when we're there and Elisa will just be like, can you use a lube? And I'm like, wow, that was sort of like out of left field, but okay, I got it. You know what I mean? And so it's sort of like, yeah, I get it. It's not, we're not going where we need to go. So let's add it in and use it because we both want to please one another.
And I just want to say, just speaking to that kind of abrupt, like, hey, can you just use it? Sometimes just the use of the lube is enough to actually shift things for me so that I can get mentally and physically engaged. Because sometimes it's just like I'm still up in my own head. And if I'm not naturally lubricating, then then that can actually become almost like a performance anxiety for me. Like, I'm like, why isn't this happening? Why isn't this happening? This is going to take forever, you know, and all these thoughts. Whereas sometimes I'm asking for that, and I know I've never told you this, but sometimes I'm asking for it so that there isn't that friction. And I'm like, okay, now, like it's almost like tricking my brain into going, yes, you are you're getting involved. Mm-hmm. You're mentally thinking about it. So just as a side note, sometimes that's why I'm just like, no, let's go for the lube. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I need that transition and I need it to be faster than I can do on my own.
Yeah. No, good to know.
And I want to say, you know, I know that, I've had conversations. I mean, these are the kind of funny conversations that I get involved in with women, but I've had conversations with women in their 40s and 50s who have never had to use lube. Their body has like naturally produced it their entire lives. And if that's you, congratulations.
Yeah. Rock on.
That's incredible. The reality is that for a lot of women, that may not be your story, right? That may not be what your body does. And I just want to say that because if that's not you, right, if you're not the one that's naturally lubricating for, you know, 50, 60 years, painful sex doesn't have to be your story. Vaginal dryness doesn't have to be your story. You don't have to suffer through this. You just have to know what's out there and what's a possibility so that you can get into this place where when you hear the word lube, you're not cringing. You're not going, oh my gosh, you're not turning pink with embarrassment. You're just like, yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. When I say the word lube now, like getting into that place where you say it, you're like, hey, that means sexy time is coming, or play time, or fun, or connection, or, as you know, a few people said in the comments, game on.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, having those tools in your toolbox that the two of you pull out when you need them, right, that help the two of you have greater and deeper sexual intimacy, that's a game changer, right? When you know that you've got the tools in your toolbox so that you can look forward to your sexual intimacy, what does that do for the two of you and for the connection you have in your marriage?
Yeah. Lube, it's not a dirty word. It honestly isn't. And it may be this week, you just need to say it and you need to go buy some Uber Lube and try it. For those of you who are already using it, congratulations. For those of you who aren't, you know what? Take a step. Try something. Elise and I had to do this years ago. And you know what? We still talk about it today. We still have conversations. I mean, we just learned something here today. I learned something here today myself. Conversations still come up. The connection between Elisa and I and you and your spouse can continue to grow just by stepping out and going, you know what? I'm going to go and buy some lube and I'm going to use it and we're going to use it and we're going to try it and I'm going to speak it and let's go so we can increase and strengthen our sexual intimacy. So go out there this week. Use the word lube, have fun with it, share it with your spouse, and go grab a bottle. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.